Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My mum's been a weirdo, Kelly.
Okay.
She's acting like a Fruit Loop, really nutty, and I don't know why. She called me up the other day and she's like, I have a bunch of dates organized for you for when you come to Australia.
Mum wants you to stay home is what this is.
Do you think that's what it is? Because I said to her, I'm like, Mum, I've lived in America 20 years. I live in America. What's the point of me coming home for 2 weeks and going on dates?
Because you're going to fall in love, decide that you want to stay in Australia, and Mom will get to see you every day.
That's what I think she means by it. But then she said, I just want you to have some fun. I was young too once, guy.
Oh.
I'm like, I didn't really need to hear that.
Oh, Mom had a past,
yeah,
huh?
Mom had a past all those years ago. But, like, why is she doing this? I'm going to Australia to be with my son, be with my family, and to be honest, dating's the most exhausting thing in the world, and I'm nearly over, and I can't think of anything worse to do while on a vacation with family.
Well, you know, it was weird, because when you were talking about this yesterday, we were talking about it off air, and I have a couple single friends, and one of them was telling me, like, she's like, I love to like pull up like Tinder or whatever when she's on vacation. And she's like, just go on random dates because I know there's no strings attached. Like it's literally just going out to go have fun.
You know, I think I would do that if I went on a vacation by myself to like some tropical destination or something. You're at an all-inclusive resort.
This is going
to
be a little different because you are with your son.
This is just different that my mum actually said this. And I'm like, look, if there's a gorgeous girl right in front of my eyes and I don't have to work or do anything for it, yeah, I'll speak to her, but I'm not going out on set dates, you know?
Maybe you need to open up your horizon a little bit.
I have.
Have a little fun while you're out there, especially if Mom's setting them out. That means Mom's going to babysit, so let your mom and Ollie have a little quality time. Maybe go out, have dinner with somebody.
Oh, so you're condoning this? You're supporting this?
Go have fun. It is vacation.
I've had fun the last 6 months. I'm sort of over it.
Okay. Have you ever gone out on dates while you were on vacation? Is this a thing? And what happens?
This is interesting. This is what I want to know from people. 888-431-3764. Call or give us a text.
I played that one for you, guy. Last single Saturday night. That could happen when you go back home to Australia. Your mom's trying to set you up on some dates. Why not vacay while you're on, or a date while you're on vacay?
It was such a weird phone call saying I'm setting up with some dates while you're on vacay in Australia. I'm like, Mum, I'm going for 10 days. I'm bringing my son and I haven't lived there for 20 years. What's the point, you know?
The point is to go out and have a little fun. I have a few single friends left and they're all about it when they go on vacation. They're like, hey, let's see what's on the apps and go out and have a good time.
Yeah, like this one here, 562 says, I'm like Kelly's friend and totally pull up Bumble on vacation. I let them know right away that I'm the only one in town and I'll be here for 3 to 5 days.
Right? Yeah, as long as you're upfront about it. Like, look, I'm not looking to fall in love. I just want to have some fun tonight.
Why doesn't this excite me as much as it should?
Leah in Redlands, have you ever done this? Have you gone on a date while out on vacation?
I was on a trip, like a week-long trip, and my girlfriends and I were in Havasu. We met a group of guys, and a gentleman asked me to go on a date the next night, and I did do that. So I didn't meet him online or anything, but we did go to dinner. We went dancing, and it was pretty nice. And then, you know, I went back afterwards, back to where my girlfriends were. And sometimes it's a good thing.
Yeah, I feel like if you're on vacation, you're out there to have fun. Why not have fun with someone else?
Oh, if the opportunity presents itself, yes, but I'm not going on set up dates.
Yeah, I think that's a little strange if they're already, like, pre-set up. But you know what? The world is a different place, guy, and you may just meet your wife. Your next wife, you never know.
Ooh.
No, that was a ridiculous comment. Everything else about that phone call was fantastic. Now I'm actually thinking about it, Kelly, like you said. Because I live in America, that's an easy excuse. Don't get clingy. Don't get attached. If you want to go on a date, I'm going home in 8 days later.
Right.
You know?
I'm going home, like, in another country.
So I'm running away, yes.
Yeah. See, well, here's the, what is this, the 970? I don't even know where that's
Where's that?
Says, Guy, I agree with you, but I'm kind of on your mom's side with this. Maybe she wants you to go out and have some fun while you're back home, enjoy some adult time, and she might just want to spend some time with her grandson.
Well, that's fine. Put me on a beach or on a golf course and I'll be happy. Don't have to set me up on a date.
Mom was just trying to hook you up.
I'm getting aggressive. It's not fair.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.